I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net at the M&A Outlook 2008, presented by The Deal at the Ritz Battery Park in New York, held on November 7, 2007. The M&A Outlook 2008 opened with a panel focusing on the issue of the day, perhaps the year, which is, can the market of 2006 carry over into 2008? Answers on the panels were varied. While no one thinks the mega deals of 2006 will return, some on this opening panel, which was entitled Will the Good Times Continue to Roll in 2008, look forward to normalcy. Others said the market's ups and downs are normal. Greg Peterson, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, led the opening panel as moderator and afterwards commented that 2006 was a rocket ride which couldn't be sustained.
Most of the time I spend working with the private equity funds, and even though their volume is up, I think even through the first 9 months of this year, you're starting to see the fact that a lot of the deals that drove that activity are just not happening. And you know the humor today is if you called up a private equity professional, you'd actually get a return phone call, and if you'd invited them to lunch, they'd go and they'd probably take a few people with them, because the types of things that need to be in place in the credit markets for them to do the deals just aren't there. So they're back focusing on the portfolio companies and things like that. And the question is how long does that last? On the other hand, it is providing a great opportunity for the corporates. But when you see what's happening in the credit markets, what's happening in subprime, if you even see what's happening with what's going on with the large investment banks and turnover, it's a little bit of a rocky road right now. And the question is, how long is this going to last before we get to some level of normalcy? And in the final question that I asked the panelists, when do we think we're going to get to something normal? Whatever normal is, nobody really knows. And I think if we were going to guess, it's probably sometime in the first end of the first quarter of 2008.
We had a couple of views on the panel. One was, it is what it is. Everything's fine.
Right.
And another view on the panel was, we were just in a bubble, and thank God we're not in it anymore, right. But we got to get back to normalcy. Where do you fit on that scale?
I think it was a rocket ride that was unsustainable. And when the freeness of the debt that was out there needed to get contracted to something that made some sense. Having done that, it probably created a bigger ripple or a bubble. For the strategics who've been sort of out, placed out of the market, other than big major deals, putting peers together, they think it's a great opportunity because, heretofore they thought they had the synergy value that they could use to be real competitive with private equity, and private equity just show that they, synergy value, we got debt. And they pushed right through that. So it's probably leveled the playing field a little better. And as people start to work through this disintermediation, you're going to see that there are probably going to be more collaborative efforts between the corporates and the private equity.
Amid the discussions about what would happen in next year's market, John Burnett, Executive Vice President and Director of Research for Wall Street Access, presented a short slideshow at which he remarked, there was good news, tempered with some ifs for the coming year.
How do we have good news and yet have this little, idea of a perhaps recession in the back of our minds?
Well, the good news is that we've completed a number of the announced transactions, which many observers were skeptical about in the August and September credit crunch and the market sell-off. So $135 billion got completed and money put back into investors' pockets. In addition, banks stood up and were willing to finance them, so the credibility of the LBO and private equity world was maintained from a reputational going forward point of view. That's the good news. But those who forget history are condemned to repeat it. It looks like we are going to experience a slowdown, maybe not a recession. We have to be mindful of what might happen to merger activity if in fact we do hit a slowdown. What I tried to focus on too was, it's the perception of a slowdown that's as damaging. Even if the statistical numbers come in at 1.5-2%, if the expectations were for 2.5-3%, and all of a sudden everybody's writing down his expectation, he's not going to go to the boardroom and say we need to buy these companies, because there's going to be too much fear, too much of an overhang. So again, good news that we got completed as many announced ones as we did, but we have to be mindful that if we go into a slowdown, any kind of economic correction, the deal flow could dry up dramatically.
For PodTech.net, I'm Jason Lopez in New York at the Deals M&A Outlook 2008.